Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy is going to give us a story for the Good Vibe Tribe this morning about somebody who was in the Good Vibe Tribe and you got to go to their business.
That's right. So we talked, sometime last year to Kristen from Shift Woburn, which is a workout studio. She holds classes and things. And Shift is spelled, instead of the I, it's the semicolon, which is a... has become a symbol for...
Is it for mental health?
Yeah, for mental health and suicide awareness. It means that my story is not over.
Right. It's like almost like a semicolon, a pause. There's more to come?
There's more to come. Right. Yes. And she is a licensed psychotherapist. So she... And also big into the, you know, physical fitness world. So she took these two things and put them together and opened this studio in Woburn. And she were holding a class yesterday for a gal who is part of their community who has just gone through massive breast cancer surgery. And so they held a class for her yesterday, and they asked me if I would come, and I said, sure.
Okay. You were in Dan's neck of the woods?
I was.
Did you guys catch up there?
I went right by the Dave & Buster's. I was like, what? So we got there, and I met some people who had taken off work, snuck out of work to come be a part of this class.
Oh, so it was in the middle of the day?
Mm-hmm. It was at noon, because it was a fundraiser for this gal, Lauren, who had just gone through a pretty massive surgery, and we all did a class together. It was really cool. It's like dark in there with just like glow lights. And the entire time you're doing this class, it was a balance class. We had to stand on one of those BOSA balls. Do you know what those are? It's like if you took a rubber ball and cut it in half.
And then put a flat thing on.
And put a flat thing on the bottom. Yes. And then you stand on top for balance.
Yeah, it's almost.
And I have terrifying balance.
Oh, wow. I didn't
know
that.
And so it was, you know, we're all falling, we're all whatevering.
Sure.
And the whole time, our girl is just like, no, it doesn't matter what you look like. Nobody's looking at you. Nobody cares. Mm-hmm. Everything is great. You are doing you. And the only thing that matters is that you're here.
Right.
And basically, that was the vibe for 45 straight minutes.
Right.
By the end of it, we all came together to take a big picture with Lauren, who we were raising the money for. And I was in tears.
Really?
Just sobbing. Yeah, it's just this community of people who all care for each other very much. You know, gyms can be kind of impersonal at times. They can
be intimidating
if they're
not super in
shape. They can be overwhelming. They can be all of these things, and this is not that.
Mm-hmm.
And through the whole 45-minute class, you just kept telling us that we're doing great and that we look great, and it doesn't matter if you can raise your leg as high as the next person, and nobody's looking and nobody cares because we're all here and we're all the same, and that being here is all we have, and that, like, if you walk in here today with 12%, you give me 12%, you gave 100%. She was just filled.
You were ready to run through a brick wall.
I was ready to run through a
brick
wall.
You're jacked up right now.
I'm telling you, it was a really wonderful experience. I was honored to be asked to be a part of it, and the work that she does is just so great. So I highly recommend, if you're in the Woburn area, to check out Shift Studios. The gal's name is Chris Fabry. And it was a little bit of magic yesterday.
How tired were you at the end of the class?
Not bad, because it wasn't like, I'm going to kick your ass class. It was, you know, just movement, moving your body and in ways that I don't normally do. But I felt better. And, you know, every doctor will tell you that exercise is the best antidepressant on the planet.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have chemicals.
You look great this morning.
Thanks.
You have a glow about you.
Thanks. I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel good. I feel happy.
All right. So what? It's called Shift in Woburn?
Shift Studio in
Woburn. S-H-I-F-T. And then it's like a little semicolon. So if you see that, that's how you find it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
If you've got something going on in your life that you want to share with us for the Good Vibe Tribe, you know, whether you're a small business or, you know, something is going on at work, you got a promotion, something going on in your personal life, you're in a new relationship, you had great service when you went to a restaurant and you just want to, you know, show some love to the person that gave you that great service. That's what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about. You can call or text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. And if you can't do it right now, we can record it at a different time and play it back. We're very flexible that way. So again, if you want to be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe, 617-655-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Say good morning to Casey from Franklin.
Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Casey?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
So you know how this works. We've got five pop culture trivia questions put together by the greatest team of trivia people in the country.
Me and my other personalities. The whole team worked on this one.
You get more than right than Kennedy, you win the cash. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Dan, will you verify Kennedy has left the studio?
She gone.
Question number one. Comedian Steve Harvey turned 68 today. Which game show does he host?
Family Feud.
In the Home Alone, or the Home Alone house sold for $5.5 million. Which state are the house and the movie both in?
Illinois.
Katie Segal turned 71 this weekend. She was the voice of Gemma. Or, well, she was the actress in.
Yeah, she was,
sorry.
Yeah,
For Sons of Anarchy, of Anarchy and Leela on Futurama, but her first major role was the wife in this hit sitcom. Take a listen and then name it.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the show.
Married with Children. That's not right, but I'll give it a guess.
Justin Baldoni has filed a $400 million lawsuit against Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, alleging defamation, civil extortion, and invasion of privacy. Which singer is the godmother to one of Lively and Reynolds' children and has put all of their kids' names in her songs?
Taylor Swift.
Question number five. Brookline native Conan O'Brien will receive the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor on March 23rd. Mark Twain was just a pen name. What was the author's real name?
Wish I had my husband in the car.
Gary. Conan.
No.
Plot twist. No? Nothing?
I'm not going to get it.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
I understand you work at the Rhode Island Burn Center.
I do. I'm the program manager there.
Oh, well, I'm sure you're doing some wonderful work there.
It is. We're a great center.
Kennedy, Casey got 4 out of 5, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Comedian Steve Harvey turns 68 today. Which game show does he host?
Family Feud.
Survey says, ding.
Tied at one. Question number two. The Home Alone house sold for $5.5 million. Which state are the house and the movie both in?
Oh, Illinois. Duh.
Tied at two.
I believe is where they filmed that.
That is 100% correct.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's where the beautiful people live, Dan.
Katie Segal turned 71 this weekend. She was Gemma in Sons of Anarchy. She was the voice of Leela in Futurama. But her first major role was the wife in this hit sitcom. Take a listen and then name it.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
So good.
Oh, gosh. No, I just lost it. Married with Children.
Four touchdowns in one game at Polk High. The record will never be broken.
3-3. Question number four. Justin Baldoni has filed a $400 million lawsuit against Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, alleging defamation, civil extortion, and invasion of privacy.
So
this
ugly.
Case,
this it is story so is. Ugly.
Which singer is the godmother to one of Lively and Reynolds' children and has put all of their kids' names in her songs?
Taylor Swift.
Tied at four. Question number five. Brookline native Conan O'Brien will receive the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor on March 23rd. Mark Twain was just a pen name. What was the author's real name?
Samuel Clemens.
You're a wicked smart.
Nine.
Samuel Clemens is it. 5-4 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's like you read or something.
I know. Nerd.
I saw a clip the other day of Conan O'Brien, you know, talking about supporting Los Angeles in the playoffs. And he's like, I can't. And the people he was talking to, they're like, why? He's like, because I'm from Boston. I support the Patriots and the Celtics and the Red Sox and the Bruins. They're like, yeah, but you've lived in L.A. for like 30 years.
Doesn't work that way. He would be disowned by his family.
You don't understand. I can't. Those are my teams. It doesn't matter that I haven't lived there in 30 years.
You want to come home for Thanksgiving?
All right, Casey, you don't get the cash. We do thank you for listening. For calling into play.
And
obviously the work that you're doing as well. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Casey from Franklin, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text into the studio. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. 617-655-1234. How about you, Kennedy? What are you doing this weekend?
Well, Elvis is here with us today.
Yes, he is, and he's a good boy.
He's a gorgeous boy.
He's getting all of the hair, or the fur, all over everywhere.
He's getting old. His hair comes out. I don't know what to tell you.
I can relate.
And his... And his beard, the gray beard of it all.
Well, he just turned 13. So in any event, my dad had to have some emergency surgery a couple of months ago. And he was in the hospital for like a month and a half after the surgery. And while he was there, something happened and he really doesn't have the use of his right leg. So he can't drive. He can't do all this stuff. And he has a dog who's only a year and a half years old and mm-hmm. still very much a puppy. And he needs some help. So we're driving down there today. I'm mm-hmm. going to pick up Smokey. And Smokey's going to come home with us and live with us for a few months.
What kind of puppy is Smokey?
Oh, he told me and I forgot. Fluffy.
He's just a big fluff ball?
She's a real fluffer.
Oh, she? Mm-hmm.
She. And so we're going to go pick her up. We're going to stay there for a couple days and then make the drive back. And like I said, she's going to stay with us for a couple months. And he has a goal in mind of like 3 months. He'd like to be able to drive again and mm-hmm. drive up here and pick her back up again.
Right.
So my sister Taylor is coming in too from Georgia. So that's exciting for me to get to see her because I really don't get to see my family very much at all. But the drive is 10 hours.
Yeah, so I keep forgetting it's a 3-day weekend mm-hmm. for a lot of people. Hopefully you are off on Monday.
How does Elvis feel about having a roommate?
We'll see.
You didn't ask him yet? You didn't have a conversation?
Well, you know, like when Cisco comes over and stays the night, he has no problems. They share everything. It's fine. So
he's here. I'll ask him. Elvis, how do you feel about sharing butt scratches for 3 months? He's displeased.
Nothing displeases that dog.
No, he's great.
Orsina's from Salem. Big day tomorrow. Good morning, Orsina.
Hi.
What are you celebrating?
Yes, tomorrow's my birthday. And then tonight I'm heading down with my two adult children and my husband. We're going to do a Disney Universal weekend for the long weekend. I'd love to say it's to celebrate my birthday, but really more it's the convenience of the long weekend.
Well, that is awesome. Have so much fun.
Thank you. They'll be doing lots of crazy inversion roller coasters, and I will not.
Yeah, Islands of Adventure Universal is awesome if you like roller coasters.
Yeah, so much. Yeah, it's awesome. And just want to say love you guys, and thank you for bringing so much positivity to everyone's morning.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
I'll give you a pro tip, too. I was just reading a story the other day. Do you know how to use live activities on your phone? I'm not going to get into too deep of what it is, but essentially live activities now works at Disney World, and you can order foods and things like that, and it'll be ready when you want it to be
ready.
Oh,
you can order ahead? Sure.
Yes, but you can. It's done through the live activities app in your phone now.
Oh.
Your phone, you know, you don't have to go through a third party. your actual phone will do it, and it supports it through Disney. I was reading about it. I was like, this, I don't know if I understand exactly what Live Activities is, but it sounds pretty cool at Disney World. So if you want to order
that. They got an app for that, too.
Yeah.
You can order everything ahead.
Yeah, but it's
I know everything about Disney, but I never go.
Mm-hmm.
It's the weirdest thing.
It is kind of odd. Jody's from Hudson, going to a fundraiser on Sunday. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Mixers.
Hey.
I love when people say that. What's the fundraiser for and who's it for?
My fundraiser is When Life Gives You Lemon, Disco Lemonade. One of my best friends on the entire planet is in the sisterhood with Kennedy that she never wanted to be in. She is fighting stage 2 breast cancer. I love you, Kate.
We love you, Kate.
Fundraiser is for their family. We love her so much. She is my soul connection. And at 12 o'clock at the Tackle Box in Marlboro, all day, free admission, bands all day, silent raffle, snacks for donations, and raffle baskets.
The Disco Tackle Lemonade. Box in where? Where
the
is it?
The Tackle Box.
Yeah.
The Tackle Box is in Marlboro.
It's the I just looked it up. Tackle Box Brewing Company. Craft beers and
That's
hard seltzers.
And do something good for someone else. I love it.
They're Carpe Servasium. Seize the beer, Kennedy, is their slogan.
Very funny.
All right. I hope you raise lots of money. Good luck with that. I don't think I have a lot of plans for this weekend.
How is that even possible?
I don't know.
How does that even happen?
It doesn't happen.
There's no lacrosse. There's no sport. There's no
Oh, no. All of that stuff still
shops,
happens.
There's no what?
No, there's still lacrosse, but I don't have to drive, I think, this weekend because where he's playing, there's not a lot of spectator space. So one parent is taking like three boys. So I don't think, I think my time to drive is next weekend. So
that sounds awesome.
I know. I honestly don't think I have any plans to do anything.
Okay, don't say that anymore.
I know, because that means we're going to have to spend a weekend cleaning. That's what happens. If there's something not going on, then we're going to paint the house inside and out. We're going to varnish all the wood. We're going to clean all the stainless steel.
Did you guys want to swing by my house while you're at it?
Yeah.
Well, we can't have you resting.
Yeah. I'm going to have to paint the car. I'm gonna have to clean the leather.
It's okay to say I need a little time for me. I know. I try really hard to give you good advice. I know. I'm not married. What do I know?
617-655-1234. Call or text. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. I see we have our good friend Corey from Medford standing by. We'll find out what producer Dan is doing again. 617-655-1234. It's Mix 104.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
To Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text the show. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. Emily is from Fitchburg. Oh, this is a good one.
Hi,
this
Emily.
This is a really good one. Hey, Emily.
Hey.
Hold on. Before you tell everybody where you're leaving for, I just want to bring up the forecast, if I could, real quick, Kennedy. I don't know if you've seen it recently.
Yeah, but, it's going to be like a degree this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be... Well, and there's like 75% chance of snow tomorrow.
Is there?
Yeah. We're getting snow. 80% chance on Sunday, 70% chance on Monday.
Can somebody please shovel me out because I won't be here.
It says Wednesday, the temperature will be 2 degrees and it's going to feel like sub-zero temperatures. All right, now tell everybody where you're going.
Why do we live here?
I am going to Belize.
I don't even know where Belize is.
You're going where the air doesn't hurt your face.
It sounds warm.
What a wonderful... Are you going just for vacation? Are you going to sit on the beach? Do you have activities planned? What's happening? Tell me everything, because it's on my list of places to go.
Yes, it's a girls' trip. We are doing a riverboat waterfall tour. We're going to see some temples and pyramids, do a Mayan cooking class. Hang by the pool, of course, with drinks.
I'm looking at the weather forecast.
So blue.
Today, 85 and sunny. Tomorrow, 85 and sunny. Oh, Sunday's going to be awful. 88 and sunny.
That's too hot. Who needs that?
Oh.
Yeah.
Keep me rough.
Have a great time.
Have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
Please call
Thank
us
you. I'm so excited.
When you get back and let us know how it was.
I will.
All right. Bye, Emily. That's amazing.
I'm looking at pictures. The water's so blue, Carson.
Belize. Megan's from Georgetown. Not going to Belize, are you, Megan?
No, no, the opposite.
snow skiing?
Yes, skiing up north in the North Conway area.
Yeah, the skiing's terrible in Belize this time of year.
Yes, that's what I hear.
Where are you going, Loon?
No, Attitash.
Oh, okay. Ooh, that's a Attitash. Yeah. And those are hard mountains. Those are tough. You got to be like a gritty New Englander to ski that mountain. Wildcat and Attitash are tough.
We'll take it. We'll take it. Raising New England skiers myself. So
we'll have so much fun. And just be careful.
I will. Though Monday, I'm getting my annual breast MRI.
That's my girl. Got to keep themselves in check.
Amen.
All right. Well, all good things.
All good things. All right. Take care, guys.
All right. Bye. Have fun. Tom the Cleaner. Good morning, Tom.
Tommy.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
We're doing great.
Good. You got my text this morning, I hope.
Yeah, Tom texted me. I guess he had texted yesterday on the show when we were talking about Barrett, and he thought I was offended by something that he said. Tom, don't worry about it.
Never.
Love you, brother.
No.
You're family to us. Yeah. You're not going to offend me.
Thank you, guys.
I try to offend him every day. It's hard.
I got on court tonight because they get the free bus that I'm going to the Celtics game. Tomorrow night, out to dinner, and then Friday, Disney with the grandkids. It's going to be interesting.
Oh, jeez. Everybody's going to Disney.
You got a lot going on. What are you playing tonight at Encore?
Like 45 degrees.
Yeah, what's your game at Encore?
Roulette. I'm a baby.
How does that make you a baby?
I know.
Those are some of the hardest odds.
How much do you bet every time the little bally gets spun around the thingy?
Whatever the minimum is, brother.
Oh, yeah?
They would love to see you come in a little bally in the thingy. They'd be like, make way for that man. Get him at the table.
What are the minimums for Encore on a Friday night?
It depends on what time it is, Carson. Yeah. It goes up and up the later it gets.
It depends on what table you're at. It's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Right. Hey, can I throw some money down where that little bally thing lands on a black or a red? They'd be like, yes, sir, you can. I forgot Kennedy, too. I did have some plans for Sunday. I think we're going to go bowling and watch some football. I don't know where we're going. Maybe to Assembly Row or something. There's a whole group of us going with the family and the kids and all that sort of stuff.
Make reservations. Hear me now. Seriously. If you're going to go to King's or Lucky's or whatever, make reservations. 100%.
Good idea.
Or you won't get a lane.
All right. How about you, Producer Dan?
So I'm taking a page out of Kennedy's book from last weekend. Me and the lady are going to New York City.
Oh, okay.
It's completely unplanned. We just started talking about it yesterday. We have nothing booked. We don't have a hotel or anything planned once we get there.
Okay.
We're kind of just flying by the seat of our pants.
Sometimes that's the best way to do it because you can get tickets. You know, they have, you know, the tickets place in Times Square. You can walk up to the theater and ask for tickets. That's always a good thing
to
do.
Yeah, we might do Broadway Roulette, which is fun.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where you kind of, that you could pay like $50 instead of whatever the price is normally, and you don't know what ticket you're going to get, and then you just find out on the day.
Is this in your book that you got?
No, it's just New York City's fun.
Oh, okay.
Are you, it's just cold, man. Bring lots of coats.
You driving?
Or we're driving.
Yeah. Take the Fung-Wa.
I have taken the Fung-Wa to New York City in my past life, and boy, did we almost die.
That's fun.
But yeah, I don't know what we're going to do, so text in fun things to do. We might do Ellen's Stardust Diner.
You have
on my
to
list.
Do Ellen's.
I love Ellen's.
And you don't have a hotel?
No, nothing. Not a single thing planned yet.
All right, if you have like a place in Times Square that's really bougie and nice and everything, that's the kind of stuff Dan likes.
$100 a night.
I've already found like four of them if you need it. So you just let me know.
We might do that Summit experience on One Vanderbilt. That looks cool. We take like a glass bottom elevator up to one of the highest skyscrapers in Manhattan.
This is a good time because nobody wants to be there right now because it is so damn cold.
Mm-hmm.
And because the holidays are over, so it's a great time to be there.
I would definitely recommend driving through that one part of town where they charge an extra $10 on your
If he's going into
Easy Pass.
Well, if he's going where he's going, he's going to have to.
Oh.
Well, I'll block out my license plates. Catch me if you can.
That's what everybody's doing. And they are arresting people left and right.
We have our good friend Corey from Medford, who has some big plans for the weekend. Tell everybody the name of what it is that you're going to.
Well, this weekend is Anthro New England at the Westin Seaport, which actually started last night.
Oh, were you there last night?
I was there last night so I could pick up my registration, and then I came home and crashed.
I was going to say, I feel like you wouldn't be up so early if you were there too late last night.
Oh, well, there was a party that I was contemplating going to, but I also worked a full shift yesterday.
Yeah, I get that. I feel that. And you're going to be speaking this year, right?
I am. On Sunday at 4:30, I'll be doing a panel entitled When Worlds Collide, where Furdom meets sci-fi, and we'll be talking about some of the furry societies in science fiction.
And it's called Anthro, correct?
Anthro, New England.
And is it at a bunch of different places, or is it all happening at the Westin?
It is all going on at the Westin this weekend.
Will you be dressed as a furry while you do your panel?
I will not be. I'll probably be sporting some form of Star Trek uniform.
Ah, which Starfleet,
is just
okay.
Such a big surprise. Yeah.
Well, I just love that you support your communities, you do for them, and normalizing is the wrong word, but you know what I mean. I think it's awesome what you do.
Thank you. It was just fabulous meeting people. I had seen them off and on all day, and then last night in the line waiting for registration. And the furries are such a happy community because they get to be who they are for the weekend.
I love it. Well, have a great weekend, buddy.
Thanks, sweetie.
All right, bye, Corey.
Bye, guys.
Must be tough to dance in some of those outfits.
Yeah.
You'll get sweaty.
Nah. Shake your tail
Shake
feather.
Shake your literal tail feather.
Shake your literal tail feather.
That's pretty good, Kennedy, actually.
Carson and... You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Samsungs are better.
You can't beat Kennedy.
What?
Cause you suck at telephoning.
You suck.
You won't get any more than two, and she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, cause you're a loser.
Can't Be Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at Subaru of New England. com. Kennedy, say hey to Brian from Swampscott.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Living the dream, buddy. Living the dream.
Oh, absolutely.
Brian, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes, could you? Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Okay, good luck to you.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. Brian, you get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, unfortunately, that will be a loss for you. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Today is my day. Yes, I'm ready.
Question number one. Bruce Willis made a rare public appearance to thank first responders battling the L.A. wildfires. Can you name the 1998 Bruce Willis Ben Affleck movie where he plays a deep core driller who has to take his crew to space to stop an asteroid from colliding with Earth?
Oh, man. Apocalypse.
Question number two. Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, says he's overtly committed to coaching at UNC Chapel Hill. What are the UNC athletic teams called? What's their mascot?
Tar Heels.
Jim Carrey turned 63 today. Which movie is this scene from? Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the movie.
The Mask.
Question number four. Smoking. The lineup for the January 30th Fire Aid concert includes Billie Eilish, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pink, Sting, Stevie Nicks, and others. Which of those artists have had the most songs reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100? Again, Billie Eilish, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pink, Sting, Stevie Nicks.
I'll go with Pink.
And quest number five, Scottish DJ Calvin Harris turned 41 today. Name the song that he did with Rihanna that spent 10 weeks at number one.
Could you repeat that?
No.
I don't know it.
Well, let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Would you like me to use it in a sentence?
I just figured maybe I'd come to me with an extra 10 seconds.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Brian, who we love to death, got 1 out of 5.
Oh, man, he's a douche.
A little Swamp Scott Sooch.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Bruce Willis made a rare public appearance to thank first responders battling the L.A. wildfires. Name the 1998 Bruce Willis Ben Affleck movie where he plays a deep core driller who has to take his crew to space to stop an asteroid from colliding with Earth.
Armageddon
is correct.
Don't want to miss a thing. No,
Bill Belichick's girlfriend Jordan Hudson says he's overtly committed to coaching at UNC Chapel Hill. What are the UNC athletic teams called?
The Tar Heels. That was a weird picture. I'm not going to lie. It looks like a gender reveal announcement. To me.
It's odd that she's now defending him against the trolls in sports media.
That's what a good woman does.
You don't want to get into that. You can't win that battle. 2-1. Question number three. Jim Carrey turns 63 today. Which movie is this scene from?
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. The Grinch.
What's the name of the movie?
The Grinch. Who Stole Christmas?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Ah.
2-1. The lineup for the January 30th Fire Aid concert includes Billie Eilish, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pink, Sting, Stevie Nicks. Which of those artists have had the most songs reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100?
I know, one more time.
I know, there's a lot of them.
And I gave you too many options.
Yeah, that's...
Billie Eilish, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pink, Sting, Stevie Nicks.
It's the Fire Aid lineup. I'm not going to shorten it.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. Who has had
You're
the most
ridiculous.
Hits?
Who's had the most songs reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100?
Does it count that they were in another band, too?
Yep.
Stevie Nicks.
Katy Perry, actually, with 9.
Wow.
2-1. Question number 5. Scottish DJ Calvin Harris turned 41 today. Name the song that he did with Rihanna that spent 10 weeks at number one.
There's less names there. Is that better?
Those were tough.
Something about love, I feel like.
Arguably, to me, one of the greatest dance songs of all time.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it.
We found love, Kennedy.
I knew love was in it somewhere.
We found love.
In a hopeless place.
2-1 is the final score. What a squeaker.
Wow, that was close.
That was very close. I told you, Ryan, those were tough. You did fantastic. We appreciate
that
you calling it a play.
Booby prize, a chapstick or a pen or something.
All right, a chapstick is yours. We'll leave it out front.
Sweet.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Brian from the Swamp, and I cannot beat Kennedy still.
I love this guy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
And now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject, and we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is, Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
Debbie emailed me from Andover, and she said, "Hey guys, the story about Dan stealing the glass this week had me in tears. I can't believe how many people called copying to stealing. The woman who stole a spoon for her massage therapy. The guy with 200 martini glasses. I mean, what are we doing here? Plus, Kennedy getting busted by the chef was, well, chef's kiss. So I was actually not here. I knew the story. Dan had stolen a glass from a restaurant, and I wanted to call him out on the air. You guys talked about it.
You were
going to
come galloping in on your high horse.
I absolutely was. Stealing from a good local restaurant, Dan. What is wrong with you? I'm shaking my fist at you as I speak.
Then you would have been shaking your fist at every single person who called in. You would have been the only one, friend.
Really?
Yes, Carson.
Oh.
I was kind of on a high horse until Chef Nick called in and put me right down.
Okay, so what is the parody song?
So, to Pink's Raise Your Glass, here is Steal That Glass.
Dan went out for a bite, saw that glass, and his heart took flight, and he made a plan.
My drink comes out in this awesome glass.
He wanted it for his own. How could he get his prize home? He thought of a scam.
I'm staring at the glass.
You're all takers, steel salt shakers. Why are you all such rule breakers? One of you stole a spoon.
Tiny soup spoon.
What's this world coming to? Dan stole that glass right from the bar. He made somebody shove it in her purse. So he is a thief, is a thief, and he did the crime. Now he drinks from. Dan, Dan, oh hot damn, Chef Nick called him with a body slam. Yep, I stole a pig.
Taking this pig?
He was coming in hot. I got busted right on the spot. Put me in the brig.
Putting it in a big to-go bag.
We're all takers, steel salt shakers. Why are we all such rule breakers? One of you stole a spoon. What's this world coming to? Dan stole that glass right from the bar. He made somebody shove it in her purse. So he is a thief, and he did the crime. Now he drinks from it in front of his TV. Yeah, going and steal that glass. Yeah, all of us steal that glass. Coming and steal that glass. We're sorry, we stole that glass.
I use that glass every single day in front of my TV.
I'm glad.
You know who's the queen of doing that? Dan is my wife, and I get mad at her every single time we get home. I'm like, what were you doing? What were you thinking?
So Lana's the cool one, but we already knew.
Debbie from Andover, thank you for the email for the Impossible Parody. If you have an idea for an Impossible Parody for Kennedy, drop me an email, Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. That's Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. And we will call out our crimes occasionally.
Sometimes you got to do crime.
I do so little crime now. Let me have something.
This crime is yours.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Greatest sponsor in the history of sponsors.
Mm-hmm. We're so glad they're here.
It's true. I always wanted one of those WRXs.
I had an Outback. I loved it.
Yeah,
loved
Outbacks
it.
Are cool, too. But the WRX has got a little pep to its step. It's got that cool wing on the back.
I flipped that Outback and walked away from it. Remember that?
Was that in Memphis mm-hmm. when you rolled it?
Mm-hmm.
I do remember that.
And I walked right out of it.
Yeah, you did.
Sure did.
We've known each other a long time, Dan. We know where all the bodies are buried.
And what cars were flipped.
Bob is from Londonderry. Kennedy, say hey.
I got to talk to Bob. Hey, Bob.
Baby
Hi,
steps.
Kennedy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're actually in a Subaru Crosstrek right now.
Let's go.
What's your favorite thing about your Subaru Crosstrek?
Well, I'm with my wife, Jackie, since she drives it more, so I'd have to let her answer that.
All the new technology is fantastic.
Look at you.
We need to send this directly to the CEO of Subaru.
Oh, he's listening. Don't worry. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So there are five trivia questions. It's all pop culture related. You score yourself more answers correct than Kennedy, and you score yourself $100, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Kennedy's gone. Question number one, 96 years ago today, Popeye the Sailor Man appeared in a comic strip for the very first time. What does Popeye eat to give him strength?
Spinach.
Question number two, Zooey Deschanel, 45 today. She played Jessica Day on which hit sitcom for 7 seasons?
New Girl.
I heard that from the background. Question number three.
It's Jess.
Jason Segel is turning 45 today. He was the star of which 2008 comedy that also starred Kristen Bell, Mila Kunis, and Russell Brand?
Oh, my goodness. It's the one they went to Hawaii.
You're right there, Bob.
Oh, my buddy Tim's going to kill me, but I think it's I Love You, Man, but I know that's wrong.
Question number four. The lineup for the January 30th Fire Eat concert includes Billie Eilish, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pink, Sting, Stevie Nicks, and this band. Take a listen to their biggest hit and then name the band.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the band.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Kind of an interesting choice of a band to pick to be there for this.
It doesn't match a lot of the other artists, but who's going to be mad at here in September?
Well, no, I was just talking about the name of the band, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I didn't even put that together.
Question number five. The NFL playoffs are in full swing. What is the name of the trophy given to the winners of the Super Bowl?
The Lombardi Trophy.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
I understand you're going to see Boys to Men tonight. Is that at MGM Music Hall at Fenway?
It is. We're really looking forward to it.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. Mm. Motown Philly's back again.
Bob, are you going with the missus?
I sure am. It was my Christmas gift from her to me.
Oh.
It's going to be like in high school all over again.
Are you going to look deep into their eyes?
Okay.
When they play. All right, fine. I'll stop.
We know where this is going, Dan. We're all adults here. Kennedy, welcome.
No, we're not. Since when?
I'll make love to you.
The cameo.
Bob got 4 out of 5 correct.
Okay,
Kennedy.
Bob.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
96 years ago today, Popeye the Sailor Man appeared in a comic strip for the very first time. What does Popeye eat to give him his strength?
Spinach.
That's not a bad Popeye. Tied at 1. Zooey Deschanel, 45 today. She played Jessica Day on which hit sitcom for 7 seasons?
The New Girl.
Tied at 2. Jason Segel is turning 45. He was the star of which 2008 comedy that starred Kristen Bell, Mila Kunis, and Russell Brand?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
That's what it was.
Tim would have known that.
Yeah. I Love You, Man's also very
funny. He would have known
though.
That.
3-2. Question number 4. The lineup for the January 30th Fire Aid concert includes Billie Eilish, Green Day, Gwen Stefani, Jelly Roll, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pink, Sting, Stevie Nicks, and this band, Kennedy. Take a listen and then name their biggest hit.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Those are all the elements, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That is correct. It's a little bit of an odd choice for that concert.
I disagree. It's a great choice. Why would you not? They're an amazing band.
Oh, I love them to death. Question number 5. The NFL playoffs are in full swing. What is the name of the trophy given to the winners of the Super Bowl?
The Lombardi Trophy.
That is correct. Sports.
Sport!
Good job, Kennedy.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Bob. You don't get the cash, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. And have a great time tonight.
Yeah, have so much fun.
At the concert.
Thank you.
And after.
Hey-o.
Heyo.
Well, I am Bob from Londonderry, and I can't beat Kennedy.
He knows when to get out of here.
He sure does.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
Who you got, Dan?
Lisa from Beverly.
All right. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
It's my second favorite city in all of Massachusetts. It's Beverly.
North Shore, Best Shore.
Is it?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, all right.
Up there all
love to hear it.
Yes. I love it. Endicott College, the most beautiful campus.
Yeah, I used to work there, actually.
Did you? I just hang out there on weekends because my son plays lacrosse, and that's where all of his goalie training happens.
Oh, nice.
It's a beautiful view of the water right there, Dan.
It is.
All right.
I also got married there, actually.
Oh, did you? Anything else you want to know about Beverly, Dan? Quit rolling your eyes.
This is more than I wanted to know about Beverly, frankly.
He doesn't understand the beauty, Lisa. It's fine. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself the $1,000. This is the 1K CBK. Are you ready?
I am ready. And fun fact, if I win, I'm going to put it towards my marathon fundraiser because I'm running the Boston Marathon for the Boston Public Library Fund.
All right. You're playing for a cause.
Question number one. Julian Edelman, Kyrie Irving, and now Peyton Pritchard have all worn this number while playing professional sports in Boston. What is the number?
I'm going to go with six.
Question number two. Which TV show stars Steve Carell as the regional manager of a paper company?
The Office.
The lineup for the Fire Aid benefit concert supporting Los Angeles and the Wildfire Relief Fund has been revealed. So many stars, including Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jelly Roll, and others. Can you name the 1985 benefit concert inspired by Willie Nelson, Neil Young, and John Mellencamp?
Farm Aid?
Can you tell me who directed the 2022 psychological thriller Don't Worry, Darling?
Oh my gosh, who was it? Okay. It was Olivia Wilde.
And question number five, what is the name of Sherlock Holmes' loyal companion? I need the full name.
My full name, Sherlock Holmes, and Boston, what is his full name? It's something Watson, right?
He does have a first name, yes.
I know. What is his first name? What is
my
his
dear.
First name?
Doctor.
Is it just John Watson? Dr. John Watson?
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Somebody text in saying they would buy $1,000 worth of tacos.
That's funny.
Kennedy, money well spent.
Welcome back.
Hi.
Lisa got 4 out of 5.
Oh my gosh. Well done.
Yes, and these are very hard, Kennedy.
Okay.
Dan, text Sal so he's listening. I want to hear him lose his money.
I don't have Sal's phone number.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Julian Edelman, Kyrie Irving, and now Peyton Pritchard all use this number when they play professionally here in Boston. What number do they wear? Sports. Julian Edelman, Kyrie Irving, and Peyton Pritchard.
4.
11, Kennedy.
Also, Rafael Devers for the Red Sox.
Oh, I forgot about him. 0-0. Question number 2. Much more interesting now. Which TV show stars Steve Carell as the regional manager of a paper company?
The Office.
On the board, tied at 1. The lineup for the Fire Aid benefit concert supporting the Los Angeles Wildfire Relief Fund has been revealed. Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga.
Oh my God.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jelly Roll.
I hate all of you.
That's mean.
Every question.
Can you name the 1985 benefit concert inspired by Willie Nelson, Neil Young, and John Mellencamp?
Farm Aid.
That's correct. 2-2. Question number 4. Who directed the 2022 psychological thriller, Don't Worry, Darling?
What is her name?
Big fan.
Oh my God. She was married and she has kids with Jason Statham. She dated Harry Styles. Her name is...
Gary.
I'm not going to get it.
Wow. Olivia Wilde.
Oh, wow. You needed about 3 more seconds.
Question number 5. What is the name of Sherlock Holmes' loyal companion? Full name, please.
John Watson.
Dr. John Watson. Look at that. 4-3 is the final score. Congratulations.
Wow.
Lisa from Beverly just won yourself $1,000.
There you go.
This is amazing.
And she's going to donate it to a very good cause. Tell Kennedy what you said before Kennedy came back into the studio.
Yes. Well, so I'm running the Boston Marathon for the first time, and I'm doing it for the Boston Public Library's charity team. So I'm going to donate it to my marathon fundraiser.
And we're speaking all of my languages.
I'm so glad you won $1,000.
Oh, congratulations.
Come see me at the library anytime.
And thank you for running for a place that I love so very much.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Well, thank you so much. This was amazing. I'm so glad I got through.
Kennedy, you have something that you would like to say to Lisa from Beverly?
I do. My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Lisa.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.